Everyone.
Good morning, Rabbi.
We dedicate our learning in memory of John's grandfather, whose name was?
Nachman ben Yosef.
Nachman ben Yosef, and also Mike Karen's
mother.
Ella. Bas Chaim Yoshua, I think.
Yes.
Both in Neshama should have an Aliyah.
Amen.
So lastly, we were speaking about this question of relying on signs and auspicious times and things like that. So obviously these things are generally not allowed, but to what extent, and particularly when we talk about something like, let's say someone wakes up one day and says, I have to do this thing, but I'm only going to do it if such and such a thing happens. So is that allowed? And so lest you say on the one hand that that's totally prohibited, the problem is that we have biblical sources that seem to say that this is okay. So for example, when Eliezer goes and he tries to find a wife for Yitzchak, and he says, God, you know, I'm only going to know that their wife is the wife for Yitzchak if she does such and such a thing, and she follows this certain trajectory based on how she feeds him and the camels, etc. And so obviously the Torah seems to not just okay this, but almost embrace it. And so if that's okay, then are we allowed to do this type of thing in general? And so there actually is a tremendous machlokas poskim. There's a very, very major argument al pi halacha whether or not one is allowed to do this. Some poskim do say that if you are going to do something that is at least something based on logic, all right, that Eliezer wasn't doing something by using some grandiose sign or some superstition. No, he was doing something based on logic. If you find someone who is able to do what Rivka Imenu was able to do, well, that is clearly a very special person. And so there are poskim who say that that is okay. However, most poskim do come down to the following declaration, and that is that if you are going to go ahead and rely on Hashem entirely, then you never need any sort of sign. So although there are some poskim who seem to be lenient on signs that Eliezer, like what Eliezer did, as a general rule, we try not to rely on these things altogether, and we just trust in Hashem, and we do our best to dive into Hashem and the like. And with that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish.